Are we absolutely sure part of the Galactic Armor is here, Glacia? There's nothing around but that giant, creepy-looking building.
Flash!
Sorry.
I know you're scared, Flash, but don't worry. I'll be with you the whole time, okay? Our piece of the key to the stars keeps making noise, so the armor piece has got to be around here somewhere.
Okay, that was not me.
Great. Come on, we can take shelter inside that building.
The giant creepy one?
Come on, Flash!
Whoa. What is this place? It's huge.
I know I packed those flashlights somewhere. Big winding staircase. Fluffy carpet. A giant chandelier. I think this was an opera house. You know, like a theater where they performed operas.
Opera? What's that?
It's like really dramatic singing that kind of sounds like screaming. Fancy people really like it.
Glacia, look at this poster. That character looks almost exactly like you.
The Tragedy of the Ice Princess? She does kind of look like me.
Written by, produced by, and starring Dr. Opera. What was that?
The storm sounds like it's getting worse. Guess we're stuck here for a bit, so we might as well look for the Galactic Armor piece.
I don't know, Glacia. I've got a weird feeling about this place.
It's just an old opera house. What could happen?
Yeah. What could happen?
You see? The opera house! And my masterpiece is somewhere inside.
Oh, sure! Spooky old place in the middle of a storm! What could possibly go wrong?
Don't be such a scaredy-cat, Steve! This place has been empty for years! Sure, it was just the wind. Nothing to be afraid of.
Now the door just shut itself. Yep, we're in danger.
It's okay, Flash. Nothing to be scared of. Glacia is with you, and she won't let anything happen to you. It's going to be fine.
Hey. Ouch!
Sorry, Glacia. I didn't mean to zap you. This place is just really scary.
It's okay, Flash. I know you didn't mean to do that. Maybe stand a few steps away, though. You know, just in case.
How will we know when we find the missing Galactic Armor piece? We don't even know what it is.
We'll just have to trust we'll know it when we see it. Here, let's check this room first.
This room sure has a lot of boxes. Maybe it's some kind of storage room.
Light doesn't work. Flash, you check out this side. I'll check out the other.
Okay. Whoa!
Flash, are you okay?
Yeah, I just tripped over something. A string? Why would anyone stretch a string across the floor? Glacia? You hear that music too, right? The boxes are Jack in the boxes. Thanks, Glacia. You don't think every room has spooky surprises or traps, do you?
I really hope not. Although, this floor we're standing on looks kind of like a trapdoor.
Dress fancy another time. Think, if you were an opera-loving thief, where would you hide the bunch of songs I wrote?
How would I know? I don't even like opera!
Yes, I see your point. In order to find what was stolen, we must first think like a thief. And to think like a thief, we will have to dress like him. To the costumes!
Oh, sure! So when you want to dress fancy, it's fine! I see how it is!
Capes, opera masks, more capes.
Dr. Disco, this place is abandoned, right?
Of course it is. I think.
Starkeepers!
Dr. Disco?
What are you doing here?
We could ask you the same thing.
Dr. Disco's lost his mind and dragged me here to see an opera!
For the last time, we are not seeing an opera, and I did not drag you here. It's not my fault you don't have legs. Would you two kindly get off of me?
Oops. Sorry.
Why are you here, Dr. Disco?
I'm looking for a musical I wrote back in my youth. And you Starkeepers can't have it.
Why would we want your musical?
Maybe because you want to steal it, like Dr. Opera did.
We read his name on one of the posters. Who is he?
My former best friend. He and I bonded over our love for music that no one else liked. For me, it was the groove and boogie of disco. For him, it was the drama of opera songs. We were best friends until...
Yeah, we got it! The guy stole your musical! You said that earlier!
Why did he steal your musical?
Jealousy! Why else? It was a story of an ice princess saved by the power of disco. It was my masterpiece. Then he went and changed it into an opera.
So it's the same story, but with opera music instead of disco?
We saw the poster for that.
He tried performing the musical, but he never found the perfect ice princess. He must have given up because all that's left inside the opera house are the traps he set to keep people from stealing his, my masterpiece.
You know about the traps?
Of course! I designed them! He stole those designs too!
Glacia, maybe Dr. Disco can help us. You heard him. He said he knows about these traps.
I don't know, Flash. What if Disco and Steve are after the missing galactic armor piece?
I don't think they are. He seems really upset about the disco musical.
That's true. And he has helped us before. All right, then. All right, Dr. Disco. Since you know about these traps, if we help you find your musical, will you help us through the opera house?
Never!
I guess it would be easier to find my musical if there were more of us looking. All right, you have a deal. But remember, The musical is mine!
Trust us. We don't want your musical.
Wonderful! Well then, shall we? Ah, the Hall of Geniuses! Every portrait in here is of a musical genius.
That's a picture of a parrot over there!
A master in the musical art of whistling! Her photo also likely controls a trap. If I turn it sideways... Ah! See? This hallway was filled with trapdoors. Be careful!
Flash? What's wrong? Dr. Disco disabled all the traps, but you still look a little nervous.
Don't laugh, but I think one of the pictures is watching us.
They're just paintings. They can't actually see you.
Maybe it was just my imagination.
Hurry up, will ya?
Look at the opera! It's her! I'm sure of it!
Fantastico! Oh, no.
Is this room full of mirrors?
Really? A maze of mirrors? So easy.
Ouch! How do you know which way to go?
Everyone stay close and follow me. The mirror maze can be very tricky.
Or you'll be stuck here forever!
I wonder how long it's been since anyone went through this maze. There's spiderwebs everywhere.
Oh, gross! I walked right into a spiderweb. Wait. Where'd they go? Flash? Dr. Disco?
Glacia?
Flash? Oh! You're right in front of me. Oh! Ow! Oh, a mirror? Oh no, it's just Flash's reflection.
Glacia!
Flash? I don't know what to do!
Hold on, Glacia. Just follow my voice. We'll wait right here.
Right. Flash isn't going to leave me. Let's see. Flash's voice seemed to come from this direction. Okay. I haven't run into a mirror yet. That's good. Flash! Say something so I know where your voice is coming from!
Okay. I know. What did the bat do when he didn't know the answer to a question? He winged it.
That's great, Flash. Tell another one. I think I'm getting closer.
Let me see. What did one bat say to the other bat? Let's hang out together. you get it?
This is ridiculous!
There you are.
Glacia, you found us.
Thank goodness! I don't know how many more jokes I could take.
Now that we're all together again, keep an eye out. I suspect there are also trapdoors in this maze.
Hey, look! There's a trapdoor!
Oh no, Glacia!
Flash? Dr. Disco? Steve? Is anyone there? I'm in a dark room and I can't see anything! I think I'm in a cage! Hello? It's okay, Glacia. Just breathe. Flash is still in the opera house. He will look for you.
A maestro! It's really her! The Ice Princess!
Who's there?
Gucci, the lights!
I present to you the opera genius, the maestro himself, a Dr. Opera!
Oh no, Glacia! The trap door. I can't open it. Dr. Disco, do you know where Glacia might have gone?
Most of the trapdoors probably lead to the basement.
Can you please take me there?
Well, a basement is used for storing things, so there's a good chance my musical is down there. Yes, let us go to the basement.
Does the fact that we're going to the basement of a spooky opera house bother anyone else besides me?
Quickly! The sooner we escape this maze, the sooner we find my musical. I mean, your friend.
You're Dr. Opera? Where's that organ music coming from?
Don't worry about that. Buonasera. A pleasure to meet you. And this is Signor Gucci.
Ciao!
You have a sock puppet too?
An Italian sock puppet.
Si!
Where am I?
This is my lair.
It looks like a basement.
Ah! But would a basement have a mice and a spider webs?
Yes.
What my sock puppet friend means is to write tragedy. One must be surrounded by a tragedy. It is for Gucci. What is the word?
Atmosphere!
See, atmosphere! But this is not just any opera I am talking about. This is my magnum opus, my masterpiece, which is why I need you. The prima donna!
The prima what?
The star of the show! The Ice Princess in The Tragedy of the Ice Princess. Who, you happen to look exactly alike?
We have been waiting years for you to show up!
You have been living in this spooky basement for years?
Only 4 or 5.
I don't remember the sun!
Listen, this show seems important to you, but I'm not the person you're looking for.
Ah, this is because of the cage, isn't it?
No, it's because I have an important mission. I can't be your ice princess.
What could be greater than playing the dazzling Ice Principessa in the most epic story ever told?
I'm already part of something much bigger than your opera. I'm a Starkeeper, and I'm here to find part of the galactic armor before someone else does. Otherwise, the whole universe will be in danger.
Oh, for such a big job, you don't seem very worried.
I'm not the only one looking for the armor. Flash is here with me, and we have friends who are searching for the rest of the armor, too. I trust them to do their job, just like I'm doing mine.
But without the part of the Ice Princess, the tragedy of the Ice Princess is just a tragedy. Don't you see? The show must go on. And you, Glacia, shall play the Ice Princess, whether you like it or not.
I suspect there is a hidden passageway somewhere here that will lead to the basement. Ah, a secret door! Come along!
I didn't know secret passageways have so many holes in them. Wait a minute. I can see the Hall of Musical Geniuses through this hole. Someone was watching us.
Nonsense! That would mean someone still lives here. Ah, here we are.
There are three doors. Which one goes to the basement?
The middle one. Or is it the one on the right?
Aha! Admit it, Dr. Disco! You've been planning to trap us all along!
What? Why would I... Never mind. I just don't know which door to go through.
Well, we have to pick one of them.
Then I choose... the left door.
This doesn't look like a basement. All that's in this room is a dusty-looking organ. Did someone lock the door?
Does it look like I have hands?
This is horrible! How are we supposed to find my musical now?
Okay, let's think. The only thing in this room is that organ, so maybe it'll help us escape.
Oh, wonderful thinking! Who here plays the organ?
I'm more of a harmonica guy myself!
I don't play either, but we have to try our best if we're going to find Glacia. There's some sheet music here. I think it might be the key to get out of here. Dr. Disco, you read music, don't you?
Well...
You wrote a musical and you don't know how to read music?
It's been a very long time.
That's... okay. Dr. Disco, just do your best. It'll be fine.
Well, the first note seems to be a C.
The right notes open the hidden door. It's too small for any of us to fit through. Well, except for you, Steve. Try the next note. The door is closing back up.
Whatever now you hit, Dr. Disco! I think you woke some things up, and they don't sound friendly!
It was the wrong key! I know. It's this one.
You did it. One more right note, and we should be able to get through.
Oh, this is a tricky one. If this is a G, then the correct note should be this. Ah.
You did it!
Now run!
Ah, the stage. I must applaud you, Ice Princess. You seem very calm given the circumstances. Have you been trapped and made to play in an opera before?
What? No. I just know Flash is still here and will help me. He wouldn't leave me behind.
We shall see. We shall see. Now, Ice Princess, you and your cage will be center stage for everyone to see. Then I, dashing hero, and the sucker puppet, will have my grand entrance, a stage right. It's a perfect bellissima.
No offense, Dr. Opera. But how am I supposed to play the Ice Princess if I don't know my lines?
Oh, that is simple. Nothing to worry about. The Ice Princess has no lines. She just watches the dashing hero sing the entire time.
No wonder it's a tragedy.
And now, music!
We made it out! Hold on. We're right back at the front door.
That's it! I give up!
That music! Someone is playing my musical!
That someone might have Glacia. Come on, let's go! The music is coming through here. Oh, this auditorium is huge.
Señores and señoras, tonight we present to you a story of doomed love, epic sword fights, and a long, dramatic song that no one understands! I present to you the tragedy of the Ice Princess!
Glacia, she's in a cage?
Duh! If it isn't my old friend, Dr. Disco, here to watch my masterpiece?
Your masterpiece? You mean the musical you stole from me, Dr. Opera?
Bah! I didn't know such a thing! But if you are so convinced the tragedy of the Ice Princess is yours, why don't you come and get it?
Oh, my missing musical!
Wait! Dr. Disco, what if it's a trap?
Oh, a cage! We're trapped!
I knew it.
What can I say? No performance is complete without an audience. And now you have no choice but to stay and watch my opera!